I know you do play golf from time to time, and this isn't a, this isn't a stupid golf story. This is eye-opening, as a matter of fact. I know you can't see it, but take a listen to this as Eddie's going to play it, and then I'll explain to you exactly what's going on and who might be involved. Go ahead.
You guys need to get off the golf course.
Yeah, we will.
Go now. Pack up. Go now.
Yeah,
go park and go.
I don't know what you're doing. You're not scaring anybody. Hey. You're just making yourself.
I don't care. Hey, man. Come on, man. Hey.
This part, the guy's thrown in the lake.
I told you.
Man, leave my you want another?
You came at me.
Listen to this.
I got it all on record.
It's around the golf.
I got it all on record.
Around the golf.
Hey.
That's him punching him in the head.
Go,
guys. Hey, leave him alone, man.
I wouldn't keep going back, you fucking moron.
Bang.
Hey.
Bang!
Come on, man.
Bang! I think we got it, Eddie. So how about this? This goes to when you're out on the golf course, just play with pace. So this was in Canada, and I think it's recently. Okay. TMZ put this out there. And I don't know why we're filming this stuff when you're on the golf. I don't understand.
Everything is filmed now.
It doesn't matter what's going on. There's a group, and I guess they're playing incredibly slow. And then there's a group that's behind them. And as they come up to the tee box, they realize the group in front of them hasn't teed off yet. And so the one guy who's like yelling at the other group is the slow player.
Gotcha.
One of the players that was annoyed by the slow play, according to the story, is a former NHL enforcer. So what you see on the video and what you're hearing is this guy who is slow playing doesn't realize what he's walking into. He's yelling at them for them yelling at him to play faster and to like, let's go.
Yeah.
He then throws him into the lake. The guy gets up and charges him. And then I forget the guy's name.
He gets knuckle sandwich.
Three in a row.
Yeah.
Then gets thrown. Like I'm talking about me, you, and the gremlins, the way we look.
Yeah.
He gets thrown like a rag doll about 20 feet towards a tree. Gets up and still comes after him. So
yeah, if another grown man throws you into a pond, stop.
Man, I am telling you, number one, lesson learned. Play with pace. You don't even have to be good. Just move.
I learned that from one of my buddies who's a pro golfer. He was like, anytime you play with people who are good, and let's say you chunking shots or whatever, pick your ball up and move along.
That's all. And don't take 17 practice swings. Just play.
Just play.
Just play. Go. You can play with anybody. It doesn't matter if they're a one handicap or just move. But I only bring it up because you're talking about the guy sizing you up. For some reason, guys have this I'm not big enough to ever have this happen.
People probably sized you up, Jerry. You just didn't know.
No, I don't think so. But it seems like the bigger you are, the more guys want to get into it. Why?
By far. I've dealt with it all my whole life. Even when I was, that's when I started, I think my first couple fights were against older kids because they would size themselves up against me. They just had
for
it.
For what purpose?
Well, I think it's an alpha instinct. I think it's just you see another big ox in a room. There's something primal that comes over you. Like, man, I get it. I gotta see what this guy's about. That's why you see a lot of big guys. You don't meet a lot of jolly big guys because they know that what comes with that, right? They're always used to being tested, or somebody's like, hey, so I told you. What do you mean? They're always used to those conversations, so it wears them out. Like yesterday, I'm clearly with my kids. Just finished that half an hour swim class. I got dinner in an hour. I'm thinking about making spaghetti and chicken, chicken nuggets. My son wants tacos. My wife's complaining because she has a laundry list of things. So my mind's spinning a mile a minute like any other dad in that situation. And the dude was big. I mean, I'm 6'3". He's probably 6'3", 6'4". And he wasn't as wide as me, but you can tell he gets after it. And we're both walking our families out the same door. And most dads, you leave the door open. All right, sir, have a good day, da-da-da-da. He's holding the door, and he's watching me walk by him, and I can see him open his chest up like a damn peacock. he went from being normal, then he just swolled up on me. And mind you, I see him doing what he's doing, but I'm like, I'm tending to the kids, and he's like, whoa, you're a big fella. And I'm like, yeah. And he's just like, well, I'm normally the biggest guy around here. I was like, congratulations. You met another bigot. You know what I mean? Like, what do you want me to say to you? And he's just like, he's like marveled at me. So, of course, like, every day of my life, I get asked, did you play football? And I'm like, yeah.
He asked you that question.
I get asked that everywhere. And it is what it is. I got the shoulders. I'm black. I get it. and so He's like, did you play football? I'm like, yeah, I played football. And he gave me the look like he wanted more of my resume. And I'm like, dude, you're dad in this situation like I am. I got 2 minutes to get these kids in a car. I got dinner. We shouldn't be... Like, once two lions acknowledge each other, they look grunt and they move on, right? There's no point for us to talk about the back and forth about where we were in our life or what are we doing. But he wanted a full resume. My wife was like, you're kind of short with him. I'm just like, do you understand what's going on right now? I don't want to have a Harry High School moment with this guy. I don't. And it's not me being an a-hole about it. It's just me saying, hey, I recognize you. You recognize me. We're both wearing flip-flops. You have a t-shirt. I have a t-shirt. You're white. I'm black. We just happen to both be big.
Now, will you see this guy again?
Probably. Because our swim times are at the same time. But I was just, you could just tell, like, he felt like he saw his kind, and he was just like, okay. Like, I was like, no, bro. There's no reason to swell up. Keep it moving. All right? This is not 3rd and 1. We don't have the city on our back. We're going for the title. I got chicken nuggets and spaghetti on the deck. That's what I got next.
Talk about being a dad.
Being a dad, that's bro. It. That's all I'm doing. Just being a dad.
Well, I will tell you that I have never seen a bigger man and thought, let's go attack him. It makes no sense.
It happens all the time. When I bounced, when I was bouncing in the...
But I get that, though, because there's like there's authority attached to it.
But you're hitting it right on the head, Jerry. People assume when you're big, you command authority. I know a lot of guys who are enormous who, if you talk to them, like, oh, this guy, I could beat him up with a pull-up, right? And then there's others who like, man, I stay away from this guy. So it's a mixed bag. But I think people naturally see big guys, and there's this like, all right, let's wrestle. Like, no, I don't want to wrestle.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, that video reminded me of what we always discuss, that's you never know who you're running into. And in this
case, that guy's an idiot, one.
Yes. Yes. But also,
have you seen, I've seen two fights on a golf course in my life.
Oh, they get bad.
And they don't end well because I think for the average man, they think they can fight until they get in a fight.
Right. You don't know what it is until you get punched.
Until you get punched in the face and you realize you're out of shape. I saw two guys go after each other, and like two swings, they're huffing for their life. And then they just bear hugging each other.
Yep.
Until the friends have to get in, like, all right, this is immature. And then one guy, like, he had a stroke. You know, it was just bad.
Yeah, so. I'm sure. Well, I was back in my kickboxing days, I remember my first sparring match. Oh. They said it was 3 rounds. I'm like, that's it, 3 rounds? And you're right, 50 seconds in.
It's one
like,
round sparring for 2 minutes, you'll be breathing out of every hole in your body.
It is not easy. So look at you two. Wow, Ben's taller than you. I knew Ben was big, but wow.
Ben is a massive man. Like, so it's funny because we're body shaming, not we, but Patrick Mahomes is being body shamed.
Yes, which we will get to, yes.
Ben, who I love, he wasn't an Adonis.
Well, but neither Tom Brady is the best winner we've ever seen. He never had the body of an Adonis. Same thing.
No, but my point is, you get it done with the body you have. Bottom line, now, I tell you somebody who is an Adonis. I remember it was, because when I was at the Steelers, we always played the Carolina Panthers. They're the fourth game. And I remember the first time I ever seen Cam Newton stand face-to-face with Ben. And I was like, whoa. Like, Cam Newton is an action figure. I think, you know, he has this big outlier personality. Yeah. He's a big mouth. But from passing the look test, man, like, he's the one you want your daughter to get knocked up by. The genes, that kid. I mean, he's a Adonis.
Yeah.
I mean, and nobody makes Ben look small. He made Ben look small.